my kids as disappointed as you are. That, sir, would be a dagger to the heart had you not paid £35 to be in a room with me.
It's, you know what I mean?
It's all about context. What's your name? You sound American.
I am.
You are? Where are you from?
Seattle.
You're from Seattle. Right, the fucking grim bit. Well, of course, you gave us Nirvana. That's fucking great, wasn't it? Although, Kurt Cobain. Do you like Kurt Cobain? Always shooting his mouth off. It's a long time ago, people. Go. Any questions? Any...
Who's your favourite comedian?
Who's my favourite comedian? I've got to say, this is exactly my sense of humour. Everything I say, I go, that's funny. there's friends that I've got, but for me, Chris Rock is the greatest. He's the GOAT, I think. But there's so many, I mean, you know.
What football team is called?
What football team? The Burnham Grammar Under 14 Girls. I say I support them. I don't go to any games because I'm very busy with work and there's a restraining order. But the... My favourite combination of swear words? That's a lovely question. there's certain people that just swear and it's just they get it right. Are there any Aussies in? Any Aussies? I don't think Aussies get the credit for their use of language. Like, obviously, we all speak the English language, but the Australians have got a turn of phrase. Like, sometimes, if a drunk lady is being really loud, Australian guys will often go, "Ah, yeah, stick a dick in it." It's a kind of poetry to that, isn't there?
Do you come with a remote control to turn it off?
Do you come with a remote control to turn off your laugh? Does anyone need insurance? Because this guy could compare the market for you. I'm pretty sure. Does the laugh, does it come with a remote control to turn it off? How is Putin? Is he okay? I worry about him, he seems angry. I do have a weird laugh, there's no getting away from it. It sounds like a woman almost, but ultimately failing to reach orgasm. Sound you're all too familiar with, don't you? Oh no, I can't believe I let you down again. Sorry, I've had like four attempts at your accent now, and you've become Gru from Despicable Me. I'm so sorry. Well, what's your name, my friend?
Ramen.
What's your name?
Ramen.
Ramen. Don't go to Japan. It's going to be super fucking confusing for people. Ramen for ramen. Where are you from, Ramen?
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. I know Bulgaria is not the same as Russia. Yet. At the time of recording... He coming. Sorry, Phil, I've been dreadfully rude. What's your name, madam?
Jenna.
What do you do, Jenna?
I'm an operations manager.
An operations manager? Like a surgeon?
I manage a warehouse.
You manage a warehouse and you've gone with operations manager. Yeah, that's some bullshit right there, Jenna. It's like me, I used to work as an underwater ceramic engineer. It's washing up. I don't do that anymore. I now work as a laughter therapist, and I hope you're enjoying your session.
Favorite Neil Brennan story?
Favorite Neil Brennan story? There are many Neil Brennan stories. None I feel I can tell. I don't know. We've had some good nights out.
Favorite joke of his?
Favorite joke of his? I don't know if I've got a favorite joke. I mean, he's very good at taking... Do you all know Neil Brennan? The guy that he co-wrote Chappelle's Show, he's got a special called Three Mics. Watch it. You'll like it. It's funny. And one called Blocks. He's got a podcast called Blocks, which is amazing, which was my idea. Yeah, watch that. He's really funny. He's got some pretty good jokes. I think my favorite observation of his is there was a guy in the audience with a neck tattoo, and he went, "What does it say?" And the guy started talking, and he went, "No, what it says is minimum wage is fine." Brutal, but not wrong. Any other questions? What's
wrong? Why did you go into comedy?
Why did I go into comedy? Well, because I love the transgressive. I love kind of edgy stuff, and I like the chance of sexual impropriety. So it's very much comedy or politics. And I thought, but I'm not that big. I was looking for something joyful and fun. Worked out. It's a fucking laugh. Even with two shows, I barely work 4 hours a day. It's a fucking DOS.
Do you remember when you first bombed a gig?
Do I remember when I first bombed a gig? Is this going to be an Ariana Grande story? Is this... Not me, sir.
What was your question when you was on the Steve Bartlett podcast for the next person?
What was my question on the Stephen Bartlett question for the next person? No fucking idea. My favourite... I probably would have said, what's the last thing you changed your mind about? But that's my favourite question. If I get sat next to someone on a plane or, if you meet someone at a dinner party, what's the last thing you change your mind about? And if they can't answer it, you go, well, you've not thought about fucking anything for a while. I'll talk to someone else.
Worst celebrity encounter.
What, sorry?
Worst celebrity encounter.
Worst, I thought you said worst celebrity account, and I was going to go, mine. The worst celebrity encounter was probably, I did a show at Madison Square Garden, beautiful place. It's a charity gig for injured servicemen in America. So I was in New York, I got asked to do the gig, it was great. It's like five comics on, and Bruce Springsteen, because he's been doing it every year for like 16 years, supporting this charity. They've raised so much money, and it's a great cause, the servicemen. So I do the gig, I arrive at the stage door, they've got our pictures up, because obviously the people on the stage door don't know who the fuck I am. So they got the picture there, and they went, oh, go upstairs there, dressing room's on the left, your room's on the right, whatever. So I go upstairs, I go into the green room, and standing there against the wall, in double denim, looking at something on the wall, it's the boss, it's Bruce Springsteen. I go in there, I go, all right, open up a drink, and go, I heard you on Desert Island Discs a couple of weeks ago, and I listened to it just before I did my Desert Island Discs, and I changed all the records. I go on about this, we have a chat about it for about 20 minutes, and I'm jukeboxing Bruce Springsteen, asking him about songs and his biography and the show he's doing on Broadway. And then I look round, and I see the door's open, and it says Bruce Springsteen on the door. And I went, is this the green room or your dressing room? And he went, it's my dressing room. And I went, I should go, shouldn't I? And he went, that wasn't great. Hey, Jimmy, it's Louisa here, your friendly midwife from Norfolk. I'm here with my husband, Scott, celebrating 20 years of being his long-suffering wife. We love your comedy. Just wishing you lots of luck for tonight. Try not to be nervous. You've got this. Aww. Oh, where's Louisa? Where are you, Louisa? Hi.
Hi.
And how long have you been doing the midwifery?
27 years.
27 years? Fucking tremendous. Yeah. Good. You saw an opening and you fucking pulled a baby out. Yeah. Where do you stand on, should the man be there for the birth? I'm with you. Is the right answer. They should be there, the man should be there, but not there. Shoulders and above, innit? That's the rule, shoulders and above. You've got no business down the business end when that's going on, gents. It's not dignified for her. not great for you either, if I'm honest. It's like watching your favourite pub burn down. Be looking on, thinking of all the good times you had in there. Sure, you know they're going to rebuild it, but it's never going to be the same. Oh no, they've knocked through into the back room now.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.